this good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place.
Are you turning in your place? Would you like your place to turn? Remember that song? It's the from Ecclesiastes. Turn.
The turtles, I believe.
Look that up. But yeah, turn. From Ecclesiastes. I remember even on the record label. It was on Columbia Records, red label, and it said Ecclesiastes 3:17 on it. That's where
that
it comes
from.
The birds. Thank you.
The birds.
Fascinelli is here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Dr. Jay Kumar is with us for some inspiration, understanding energy, understanding your life, what you get from life, how you pursue what you want. You can have anything. I am a strong believer in this. Off and on, Jay, during the course of the morning each day, I kind of get in my head what I would like the audience to sort of mentally accept about the things that they are facing is sort of a rah-rah, shish-goomba, not kumbaya, but like, hello, let's just move this stuff. And in my own life, and in your life, and in Richie's life, Roberta's life, Roberta and I were talking about this yesterday, in fact, Jennifer, we've all had these conversations individually and collectively about moving things, and all understanding that for the most part, what we are trying to do is for good. Working toward something that is good. And you and I have talked about this struggle on the farm, and I've talked a little about it on the air, not a whole lot. The essence of what is going on here is so special, and it has come to me that I am not responsible for this in terms of the movement. I've become part of something and maybe in the most positive sense an enabler by putting these farms together and finding, especially in the last 4 or 5 months, an extraordinary interest in the activities that are going on the farm from people who are coming far and wide. Georgette, who is Edgar's wife, was just in here talking to me about numbers of school kids who are coming. People that are coming to volunteer to work on the farm because there's such good energy here. And so, I don't think there are any accidents, but almost it seems like you could observe this by mistake. I've cobbled together this farm and cobbled together that farm, and we're working with really neat animals and special people, and it really is an extraordinary thing where it's attracting folks from all over. Somebody came up here from Atlanta and just sort of came to the place and now is going to work here. And so the backdrop of all that good energy is a situation which has to be corrected in order for me to keep operating the farms. And this event, which we're working toward, and Richie's familiar with it, is it goes ahead and then it goes back. And we'll get excited and people will say, okay, we're ready now, it's pretty much finished. And then something will happen that will stop it or slow it down or get in the way. And there are so many moving parts to it. It seems hard. And I'm going to relate this to anybody who's trying to do anything that you know is good or right, and you have people that are supporting you and doing the right thing, and yet there seems to be something that gets in the way from making it easy. People don't understand, Jay, why if something is the right thing to do, it feels so good, you know it needs to get done, that it doesn't get done in a way that almost you think, okay, the reward for doing the right thing is that it comes easily. So this is why a lot of people give up on things that are ultimately the right thing to do, but it becomes so hard. People who don't have the push. Another thing Richie and I were talking about today, or no, actually my manager Bob Kay and I were talking about this last night, Richie, about how, you know, and I don't say this, please don't take it the wrong way, but I have a drive to complete or to keep going. Whereas the things that have confronted me and many of you that seemed almost insurmountable, I just keep going. Mm-hmm. I just keep it, keep banging away because maybe I don't know how to do it any other way. But it seems to be a worthwhile goal. I guess that's what it is.
A lot of people would have found an out by now.
Yeah.
If they were in your shoes.
Right. But I don't want to get out. And so it just, you know, but the thing that's good about it is I couldn't do it by myself. And I have the support, if you will, or the strength behind me of my friends like Richie and Roberta and Jennifer, who are here every day. To make sure that this thing sounds like it's effortless, because people don't want to know about what's going on behind the scenes. They want to know how we can help them. That's why we're here. And so, Jay, you are a person who's devoted his life to helping, and you must, you know, we've had this conversation about why the right thing seems so hard to do. And that's really the question.
I want to just commend you and validate you, Doug, for all that you're doing for the farm. I mean, I've said this to you before, and I want to really emphasize this. Your gift is your dedication, your persistence, your tenacity in doing what you believe is good for the greater
But community. Why does it have to be so?
Why does it sometimes be a struggle? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is really what I want to get to the heart of the matter is. There are some, let's just call the people, the government, the people in power, the administration. It sounds like these are the people who are trying to give you, who are really resisting.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, I mean, it's people who, part of it is people just not doing what they say they're going to do. I don't know if there's anybody, I mean, maybe there's energy behind it that some people don't want me to succeed. I don't see that, but I'm naive enough kind of to not notice it unless it really gets right in my face. So there may be things working behind the scenes and people working behind the scenes that are trying to screw this up, but I don't see it.
Can I make this quick and simple for you?
You can, please, Rich. Yes.
Nothing worth having comes easy. Nothing worth having comes easy.
Why? Okay, so then
it's the same reason you don't give a kid a car. Somehow, some way, you make them earn that car.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Because that way they will appreciate
it. But why the universe, then, makes it that difficult? What is the purpose of this being so hard?
If everybody drifted through life, tra-la-la, everything is perfect, everything is happy.
I mean that.
We wouldn't be happy. We wouldn't appreciate
it. I'd be very happy.
No,
I know.
There's got to be a good
and
bad. There's got to be a yin and a yang. If there's no yin, no yang.
3 years of this crap. Let's move on.
Yeah, but you got to imagine once you get through this, the feeling of sadness. Satisfaction that you will have.
The feeling of victory, the feeling of like you've done something which is so purposeful and meaningful. And I really want to tell you, Doug, I said this to you before, and I'll say this to you again and all of you out there as well. There's a really great quote I said before, that the power of the people will eventually overcome the people in power.
Yep.
And I strongly believe that. There's a movement going on right now. And, Doug, I think the word you used is, you know, you used as a catalyst. You are really, I see this beacon of light, what's going on the farm. You're really advocating a whole new way to empower the people in their own choices for food, you know, banding together these other farms to really make something and make a really lasting change that's going on, which I think is your gift. And so I firstly want to tell you that real powerful change and real powerful transformation doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
Whether you want it, you can use an analogy for the farm or for yourself, whether you're trying to, you know, implement change in your life or to do things which really you feel are more healthy, whether they're lifestyle choices or beliefs you have about yourself, hey, they don't happen overnight. This is why, you know, one of the real powerful gifts which I feel you offer on this show. And, you know, what I like to do when I come on for this hour is to really give you these tools and these practices that you can actually start implementing into your life to really help you get through these tough times, knowing that the end goal is all about the personal transformation. The end goal is really about being of value to the world and really having a good day, a good year, and a good life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you mentioned, you know, you're kind of alluding to that phrase in the Bible. For me, it's actually Ecclesiastes 3.1.
Is it 3.1? I remember 3. Something or other. Yeah.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven.
Yep.
And so, you know, I always like to you know enforce, you know, these points or like, you know, these really philosophical spiritual truth with laughter and joking. And so the joke I have is, how do you make a happy person sad and a sad person happy? You tell them, this too shall pass.
That's like, we should.
That's good.
I'm becoming a big advocate of laughter yoga. And the things that I've picked up an expression based on what we all think we know about LSD. I tell people I'm tripping on LSD. It's laughing, singing, and dancing.
Well, you know what? I would love to share with you, I think when we come back from the break, is there was a really powerful research coming out. There's a really good article from Scientific American that just came out. I want to share with you that actually shows we as human beings are not hardwired for competition, aggression, and violence and anger, but what we're seeing now from the field of neuroscience and biology and psychology is that human beings are actually wired for compassion, altruism, empathy, and to be good to others.
All right, so
there are ways you can do that.
Let's discuss that with the Ohio school shooting as a backdrop for that conversation. DrJKumar.com. Dr. J. Kumar with us. His weekly visit of help and inspiration, thoughts, thinking. That's important stuff, and it's what we're all about. We've got to be thinking, continue to think that you can win. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quick sand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
This has been happening since the accident?
For Detective Britton, life changed in the blink of an eye.
Your mind created an entire reality. But your wife survived in one and your son in the other.
Tonight on NBC, the new series, Awake. Two dreams, one reality.
I close my eyes. I'm awake with my wife. And I open them. I'm awake with my son.
Don't miss what critics are calling the most original show of 2012. Awake, the new series, premieres tonight on NBC.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. farmersbrand.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Can you whistle along?
Da, 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 da. No, I can't. I can get close to the tune, Richie. It's birthday time, 1st of March. And among the birthday celebrants today, one Robert Clary, who was LeBeau. Remember the short guy? Real name, Robert Clary Wiederman.
Yeah. Hogan's Heroes.
Who, good for you, Roberta. She's right on the page, Richie.
She sure is.
Got it. Born in the state 1926, so Clary is 86 years old. Could have, kind of lays to waste. Dr. Ken was saying earlier today how short people don't live as long. This guy, if he's 5'5", I'd be surprised. Right? Very short guy, but was in Hogan's Heroes and very rememberable. Memorable or rememberable? Both of those things would apply. As is this gentleman, the Banana Boat song always means the celebration of Harry Belafonte's birthday. March 1st, 1927, Jamaica, Farewell, Mary's Boy Child. He was in the movie Buck and the Preacher, Island in the Sun, Sherry Belafonte's father. What has happened to her? She was a television star for quite a while. She's dropped out, right? Of the, whatever.
Remember this scene out of Beetlejuice? It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Very memorable.
Classic. That's where you always remember this from.
So Harry Belafonte is 85. I don't remember it from
while we're
that.
Doing birthdays here, I was just handed something.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Right.
This just in. Yeah.
Andrew Breitbart just died.
No kidding.
Who?
Andrew Breitbart.
The conservative
blogger.
He's like 40-something.
Yeah.
Right?
Born in 1969.
Really?
They don't say natural causes.
9 years older than me.
There you go. Your days are numbered.
Isn't that something?
Stop it, Doug. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God, it's so shocking.
I'm going through something, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be fine. You have me to protect you.
Oh,
and you also have Robert Conrad to protect you.
I sure do. It's my
Wild Wild West.
Yeah, Jim West.
Look at Roberta.
Robert Conrad.
I love these shows.
Being able to talk
about Aaron today.
I know nothing that's on television now, but I know these shows.
All right, so his real name is Conrad Robert Falkowski.
No.
Yes.
That's wrong on Wikipedia.
Really?
It's Falk.
Falk.
Mm-hmm.
He took off the Owalski?
He says that that's just wrong. He
really?
Also says that his age on Wikipedia is wrong. He says he's 76, not
really?
To be 77? 81 today.
Yeah. No. Well, it says 1935, which would make him 77 today.
There you go. That's his, that's the real day.
That's the real thing.
That's the real deal.
I kind of liked him in the what was it? The airplane. What the heck was he? Was
Baa Baa Black Sheep in Black Sheep Squadron.
Yeah, I like that. Yep,
he was Larry Minetti, also another star.
Another star at CRN Digital.
Yep, that's right.
They are together.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, lots of gifts have already showed up at CRN today for Mr. Conrad.
There's for him. Here's Roger Daltrey, one of the singers of The Who. You got any anecdotal stuff about them, Roberta?
One of your favorite bands.
Yeah. One of my favorite bands of all times. I saw The Who do all of the rock opera Tommy at the Metropolitan Opera House.
Cool. For you.
And I like that you said this.
Remember Pinball Wizard, among other things?
That's considered one of the top 10 concerts of all time.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Dirk Benedict, who was from the A-Team originally, 67 today, he was the original face.
Yeah.
Was in Battlestar Galactica.
Beady.
A bunch of other stuff, but he was best known for being in the A. He does a lot of acting, actually, in the theater, not so much in movies or television anymore. Alan Thicke's birthday is today. Show me that smile. Born this date, 1947. Growing Pains. Probably best known for that.
In Good Day Regular.
Thick of the Night.
Yeah, he's on once a year or so.
Yeah, right, exactly. Happy birthday to Catherine Bach. Daisy.
I know what to get her.
Really?
Pants.
And Ron Howard's birthday is today. Happy birthday to Ron Howard, 58 today.
Our date with Hollywood's most honored leading ladies. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
One of the awards that makes Movies for Grownups truly unique is the category of Best Grown-Up Love Story. And accepting this year's award for Best Grown-Up Love Story on behalf of the Iron Lady, I am deeply honored to present the great Miss Meryl Streep.
That's actor-director Kenneth Branagh at this year's Movies for Grown-Ups Awards Gala in Beverly Hills, February 6th. The crowd at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel rose to its feet to greet a clearly delighted Meryl Streep, who accepted on behalf of herself and her co-star, Jim Broadbent.
Gosh, thank you. Thank you. On behalf of Jim, who could not be here tonight, I thought this was an award for the cutest couple, like in high school, but... And he is undoubtedly the cutest part of this couple.
Oscar nominee Janet McTeer introduced Glenn Close, winner of our Best Actress Award for Albert Nobbs, a film Close worked 15 years to bring to the screen.
Thank you, Janet. I can't think of anybody that I would want to get this award for more than Janet, because my dearest dream when I grow up is to be as tall as Janet McTeer. This movie was indeed a great dream of mine, but it's about somebody who many of us would say has a very little dream. One thing that this journey has taught me, that there is no such thing as a little dream. Thank you so much.
Other honorees attending our big night included Martin Scorsese, Sharon Stone, and Max von Sydow. The premier sponsor of this year's Movies for Grown-Ups Gala was Sycamore Entertainment. You can see and hear more at AARP.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention gardeners, if you love juicy, delicious-tasting tomatoes, this could be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why.
Old-time tomato heirloom growing kits are now available for the 2012 growing season and are perfect for tomato lovers of all ages.
Old-time tomato heirloom seed kits contain the best love, the best-tasting tomatoes in the world. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit.
Amish Paste, German Pink, Aunt Ruby's German Green, Tomato, Cherokee Purple, Gold Medal, Green Zebra, Hungarian Heart, Caspian Pink, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You get an old-time tomato growing manual, an old-time tomato seed starter, old-time tomato soil feeder, even an heirloom tomato greenhouse. And the best part, the highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. Over 1,000 old-time heirloom tomato seeds, now just $29.97 plus shipping and handling. To order your old-time tomato heirloom growing kit, go to oldtimetomatoes.com. That's oldtimetomatoes.com. Or call 800-214-1474. That's 800-214-1474.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. A little bit of snow in the northeast. Really wild weather. And predictions are for more wild weather. Early tornadoes. Yesterday, Branson, Missouri got, and some other towns in Illinois got wiped. Wow. Picture is worth a thousand words, they say. A picture of a church that doesn't stand anymore other than the steeple and the door.
It's an amazing picture, isn't it?
See that picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really amazing. Dr. Jay Kumar is with Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me. We are talking about human stamina, strength, the human condition, and how the goodness of man prevails, even though there is a lot of violence and stuff. There are people who give up or who think they've had enough of the fight, the good fight. I was reading a story about Olympia Snow, Jay, who is a senator from Washington State.
Oh, well, yeah, right.
A pretty respected lady, moderate in her views. Pragmatic is probably a better way. People use the political term moderate, but my way of reading it is that she is a pragmatist, and so are many others who follow not the course of least resistance, but the course of practical thinking. All right, here's a problem. This is how you solve it. Like a lot of people are taking shots at the decision to give North Koreans some food in exchange for having access to some of the nuclear plants to see what's going on, or they have nuclear bombs or whatever it is. You know, even if we didn't, there are those who say we want to bring them to their knees. Well, the people in that country are already well below being brought to their knees because of the way that they live. So the question is, if we give them a couple of hundred tons of food, does it get to the people or do the army guys eat it all up? You know, that kind of stuff. But for those who say we ought not to do it, I don't know. I mean, there's the hard line, there's the practical line, and there's the no-sense line.
Right, and, you know, and all of those factors need to be taken into consideration. But one thing I would really like to advocate, and we touched upon this a few minutes back in response to that awful tragedy that happened in Ohio.
Yeah.
And you talked about the tragedy that's going on with the tornadoes that happened in the Midwest and people losing everything. It really comes down to this. Human beings, we're discovering right now from the fields of psychology, neuroscience, and biology, are validating something that many of the religious and spiritual traditions of the world have always said. We are really compassionate human beings. We are innately and intrinsically wired to be altruistic, compassionate, giving and caring people. It's actually a part of our biological makeup. And here's something I really want to emphasize. When we feel or perceive that our sense of value, our sense of worth, our sense of power are not being honored or recognized, or if we perceive they're being taken away, that's when we respond or react from a place of anger, frustration, which in turn can lead to aggression and violence. And so turning it maybe towards this awful and really, you know, brutal tragedy that happened just in Ohio very recently, this poor student, you know, who is the alleged gunman who did this, if we could have just offered that person a sense of value, a sense of knowing that he was actually a being who was loved and cared for, that tragedy might have been avoided. And there are ways we can actually integrate and instill and cultivate greater compassion in our lives. And this is really where the cutting edge in neuroscience and psychology are coming into play. And there are ways we can do this. One thing that we've discovered, which is so amazing, is that our human brains are not fixed. They are malleable. They can shift and change. This is the word we use, is neuroplasticity. I don't want to get too heavy on the science, but what I'm getting at is that there are ways we can actually experience and cultivate and train the brain like a muscle in order for us to experience greater compassion and gratitude and love. And one way we do this is by feeling the pain and suffering of others. This is a really key component which is coming out now in the field of neuroscience. We all have this part of our brain or aspects of our brain called mirror neurons. I may have mentioned this before on the show, but basically what this is, I'm not getting too heavy on the science again.
No, go ahead and do the science a little bit, because otherwise the
pieces don't fit.
Well, okay. Because otherwise the guys like me who aren't into all this feel-good junk.
Yeah.
Okay. We might go ahead, whatever.
Otherwise, you're speaking now to the Maronis like Rich.
Right. You got to speak exactly. Down to us.
So they discovered about 20 years ago, human beings have these cells in the brain called mirror neurons. What mirror neurons do is when I see you, let's say, for example, I see you being hit in the face or being punched in the face. The same neurons that experience pain in your brain fire in my brain as well. The same is also true if I see you being hugged or laughing. The same neurons in my brain fire as if I'm also laughing.
And that includes video games, movies,
precisely.
TV.
Precisely. And so, Jennifer, I'm so glad you said this, because what they're discovering is a direct correlation between children who play, or maybe, you know, whose mirror neurons are under-stimulated, underdeveloped might be a better word. When these mirror neurons go underdeveloped, whether it's from playing violent video games or watching violent images on TV, those children don't have a deep sense of compassion and altruism for others. And so we really need to shift this around. In fact, I'm actually at one of the university courses I'm going to be teaching next semester to my college students is a course on compassion and happiness. and how to cultivate these tools within yourself. And one way we do this is to reach out to others. You know, really feel the sense that that people belong to something greater. The power of thought is also something very it's really becoming a great factor.
Well, but you know what, Jay, not to interrupt you, but the power of thought is becoming greater among some and lesser among others. The kinds of things that seemingly tear apart the fiber of our country, these negative views on either side, right, that are so polarizing and get people no place, and most of them have to do with how you live your life and are really basically nobody else's business. But yet there's right. So many people that feel like, for whatever the reason, if they're isolated, they're depressed, these things you were talking about, they're removed from the greater society because of whatever is going on in their own lives and their need to have something to hold on to that seems to have a root. You know, it's kind of like this, the abortion discussion and debate. I loathe the whole idea of abortion, but I also loathe the conversation that comes about as a result of it because there's so much intolerance associated with it. In a personal way, you have one view that is yours and you hold on to it. That doesn't mean your view should overpower the person next to you. It's none of your business. And yet people are so in everybody else's faces. And why is there so much passion? They say, oh, because I'm protecting a young born child. That's great. Okay, that's fine. But why is it that you're so passionate about this? Unless it's happened to you or someone you know, what is there about this kind of thing that so disturbs the aura? There's a quake that happens around discussions like
that. You know, I'll tell you, my life changed forever when I had my first child. And when it comes to compassion and feelings, everything you knew before is different.
Yeah.
Everything. And I think, Doug, with the people that you're talking about, they feel that same thing, maybe to another degree. Not that they love their kids any more than you or I do, but they just have this feeling, oh, my God, I couldn't imagine if my child were taking away from me at some point.
Right.
And so, they just attach themselves to that memory of something that's close to them and try to protect it.
Right.
Well, you know, same note there, Rich, you should also realize that, you know, these people have no concept of what it is to be female, 16, poor, living in a slum, and pregnant.
And then,
so,
but
you know,
they don't care. See, but, Roberta, that's not their reality.
They don't care.
They're only looking at their own reality.
They're not looking at other person's reality.
No, you're making my point. This is the feeling that you have attached to you on this topic. Mm-hmm. That is that everybody's going to have a different feeling. It doesn't, Roberta, you are as passionate about your feeling as other people are about theirs. And that doesn't make either one of them wrong.
But I can
that's
see
just
other
your
points
feeling.
Of views. But yeah. People who are adamant about their one point of view are because
they would say that
you don't accept
my child.
You do not accept their point of view. The point Rich is trying to make.
I accept their point of view as being myopic.
Okay, but
I absolutely accept their point of view, but it's completely myopic. They're not looking at the world view.
So I'm going to jump into this over here and kind of be mediator over here. All of you have a valid point, and so. When we perceive
look at Jay
others,
play in the middle.
Yeah.
Well,
I love you, Jay.
A diplomat over here.
You're right.
We need to understand when we start demonizing others who don't hold our same viewpoint or right. same values as being evil or wicked, this is what polarizes us.
How about just stupid?
I was going to say, I don't think you're evil. I'm with Roberta.
Or we think of them being stupid or not intelligent or smart. This is precisely what I'm getting at. We need to really foster and cultivate a culture of compassion to really understand that, yes, we may have different viewpoints, different perspectives of being. It doesn't mean that your perspective is wrong. I want to maybe just share with you and let you feel where I'm coming from.
I'm a big believer, Jay, a big believer in that there's got to be an action for a reaction for every action. That's
absolutely
the way the universe works.
Yep.
If everybody was all kumbaya and yes. felt and thought the same way, we would just implode. This universe would just go away. Precisely. This is what makes everything work, is that every action, there is a reaction.
And then from that action and reaction comes like a synthesis. Comes like a totality. And from that totality, a whole new way of looking at things or a whole new paradigm is takes place.
Now let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. For every action, there's a reaction, okay? Now, the stronger the action is on one side, therefore invokes a stronger reaction on the other side.
So the quantity or the level of action will engender the same amount of reaction.
Right.
That is precisely the case.
So whenever you're in an argument with somebody, if you want to tone it down, you lower your voice.
There
bring
you
it
go.
Back down to
whenever I'm
whenever
in an
you do that,
you know what,
it frustrates people.
Whenever I'm having an argument with somebody, I go to a commercial. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day. Jay, thank you. Food for thought. This needs to be continued next time we get together yakking about this stuff. But in the meantime, check out Jay's website, drjkumar.com, for much more of the same kind of thing that's nothing but helpful. Nothing. But helpful. Here's something else that's helpful for those of you who cannot stand waiting in line at the post office like I experienced yesterday in New York. The line was out the door. It was raining, miserable. People were grumbling. The people at the windows were just, oh, my God, they couldn't have been slower. Slow. It was awful. So that's why I recommend stamps.com to you. And people like you who have businesses, or just if you send a lot of mail, you have no idea how simple, easy, and quick this is until you try it out. And so we've put together a deal with the folks at Stamps.com, which is no risk at all on your part. None whatsoever. Think of the postage meters you got to go someplace and charge it up, or you go to the post office and you stand in line for these guys. They come from, if you want to see internationalism at its worst, go to the post office and look at who's behind the window. I know that sounds, Roberta's probably pulling her hair out. I mean, these people that are there, just like it's like a circus. And they're all.
If you don't like people from other countries, go to stamps.com and get your own private post office.
That's not exactly the method, but the message.
If you don't like stinky, smelly foreigners, I can't understand you.
But that's what you get. I mean, I feel sorry for these people, but I don't want to have to stand in line for 45 minutes and wait for one of them to get to me, and then maybe they can get my message across, and maybe not.
Brother.
All right, so that's the story. Stamps.com. The truth is tough to take sometimes.
Make sure we get this on tape.
Doug is about to become the national spokesperson for Stamps.com.
All right, anyway. Special offer for those of you listening to me, the Doug Steffen Good Day way of getting this information across is to offer you this no-risk trial. If you go to stamps.com right now, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug. You'll get a $110 bonus offer. Digital scale will come to you free, $55 of free postage. Only way to get that is to enter my promo code, Doug, in the radio microphone at the top of the homepage at stamps.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hi, this tip from the Queen of Cheap. If you're looking to save money and save time, go to Vitacost.com. You'll find all the stuff you need, like better household essentials, health and beauty aids, vitamin supplements, even natural and organic foods, and you'll find it all at up to 50% off. And if you buy $49 worth of stuff, they ship it to your door free. Save time, save money with Vitacost.com.
There she is, the Queen of Cheap. Find out the other deals that she has for you, ways of saving money, at the Queen of Cheap box, DougSteffen.com, next to supermarket guru Phil Lempert, who's on the trail of those bad trans fats. That info on how to be aware of it, also at DougSteffen.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Mourning the loss of life as tornadoes touch down. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. From late Tuesday night into the evening hours last night, wild weather across a large portion of the Midwest, severe storms in at least 10 states, and those storms spawned tornadoes, many of them. Last night, a twister touchdown in Cumberland County, Tennessee. Three deaths reported there. There were nine other fatalities as a result of tornadoes earlier in Illinois and Missouri. Harrisburg, Illinois took a direct hit. Mayor Eric Gregg describes it as devastation like he's never seen.
We've suffered the loss of lives, we've suffered many injuries, and we've suffered millions of dollars worth of damage. But first and foremost, the loss of our lives breaks my heart today.
The mayor promising Harrisburg will come back from this.
We will rebuild this city. We will make this city stronger. This will not stop us. Will make us stronger.
The line of storms that produced these tornadoes moved into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast last night, bringing heavy rain and some thunderstorms. At the same time, another massive storm system is crossing the California coast now, bringing heavy snow to the Sierras. Forecasts indicate this storm system will march across the country and set up shop in the tornado-damaged areas by tomorrow. And in case you're wondering, the answer is yes. This is an unusual time of year to see an outbreak of tornadoes in the Midwest. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Brazil's Rio de Janeiro is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. Ringed with 45 miles of glorious beaches, Rio de Janeiro is famed for its magnificent setting, a combination of tropical beauty and big city excitement. Copacabana Beach is 2.5 miles long, lined with hotels, apartments, and open-air restaurants. Rio throws some of the best parties around. Carnival is one of the continent's grandest events, but Réveillon, which takes place on Copacabana Beach on New Year's Eve, isn't far behind. And just 2 days before, on December 29th, thousands turn out to celebrate Imanjá, the beloved African goddess of the sea. Followers dressed in white come to the beach to send off their petitions to her and little boats that they set afloat in the water.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Wall Street reacting to Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's comments yesterday that the economy is still far from normal. The Dow off 53 points, closing at 12,952. S&P dropping 6 points. NASDAQ lost 20. Crude oil prices up 52 cents a barrel to $107.07. For the month of February, crude oil was up almost 9%. And gold prices took a tumble yesterday of more than 4%, the biggest one-day percentage loss in more than 2 months. Let's talk about some other numbers. Prices at the pump.
Fill it up.
A new poll indicating soaring gas prices are causing financial difficulties for 2 out of 3 Americans. The CBS News poll showing nearly half of those earning less than $50,000 a year say hikes in gas prices have already caused them serious financial problems. The latest AAA National Gas Survey shows a gallon of regular now averaging $3.74. That's up more than 12 cents over the past week, up nearly 30 cents a gallon over the past month. Changes in Google's privacy policy launches today. It plans to fold 60 privacy policies into a single one and combine information it collects from users. It boils down to Google using that search information to better target people for advertising. It's a big day for the Disney Cruise Line. Could we have a ship horn, please? The Disney Fantasy officially joins the cruise line's fleet today with a christening in New York City. The 4,000-passenger Fantasy, a twin of its predecessor, the Disney Dream, and will sail 7-day voyages to the Eastern and Western Caribbean. And finally, something that took so many of us by surprise yesterday, a shock when we learned that the front man of this group had passed away. Davy Jones of the Monkees died yesterday morning after suffering a heart attack at the age of just 66. Jones rose to fame in the 60s as one-fourth of the made-for-TV pop group The Monkees, alongside Mickey Dolenz, Michael Nesmith, and Peter Tork. Davy Jones, born in England, sang many of the group's lead vocals on their biggest hits. And that's one of them, Daydream Believer. And for women of a certain age who remember the posters they had up on their walls when they were growing up, it's likely there were posters of Bobby Sherman, David Cassidy, and Davy Jones. My wife is included in that group. Big Davy Jones fan, so much so, she has always refused to call me Davy. She says there's only one Davy, and that's it. And she's right. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.